Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fitting into your swimsuit. Oh, and don't forget about cleaning out your garage. Remember, you said you'd do it when spring comes. Well, guess what, Captain Procrastination? It's here.
You make me feel like spring has sprung.
It's been a long winter, but we can finally say hello to spring.
It's hard to believe it's only the first day of spring.
The first official day of spring.
Every spring, the toilets explode.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Hey, not funny.
Good morning. Yes, first day of spring. Doesn't feel like it.
Not yet.
Doesn't count.
It's, what's the deal? It starts at 11:30?
11:15.
Huh.
It's the whole equinox. Something to do with that.
Oh, you don't need to tell me about the equinox.
What do you know about it?
Nothing.
I don't either. It handles well.
What did you say, Lance?
It handles well. It gets good gas mileage.
Yes, it does. Not quite as good as the Stratus.
No.
But still, fine.
Don't get me started on the Stratus.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff on the show today, but I do want to just bring this up and then not talk about it ever again. The IQ test.
Mm-hmm.
So we posted it on the Facebook page for Y98, but I also posted it. I'm not afraid to share that I am not smart.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I want to say again that this IQ test, while it was enjoyable and interesting and certainly challenging, it was just 20 questions. The idea that we're basing all of our IQs on 20 questions we answered is a little much.
Strengths, weaknesses, what do you want? Do you want a smart person talking to you in the morning, or do you want to be on the same level or feel like you're superior?
Yeah,
I think you want to feel superior. But I just wanted to, you know, they put our pictures all up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they did a cute little graphic with it. And I have to tell Tim about some of the comments from the ladies. My favorite is, what did she say? Gotta find it. Lance, somebody did mention Kevin beat Lance.
Kevin beat everybody.
Yeah.
I know, but I think she was more impressed that she beat you.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, there were some of those math questions in the middle there because we were doing it while the show was in progress, where I'd kind of stare at it for a while and try and figure it out for a while. It's like, I don't really know, so I'm just going to guess.
I was the same way.
I was getting kind of bored. So I guess Kevin,
I outguessed everybody.
Yeah. I did that too. My priority was to put quality content out on the airwaves, not
well done.
Not necessarily to score well.
I was going to say what happened.
Oh! I'm right. You want to go get some coffee?
I wasn't even taking the test, and I didn't do that. Somebody said that they were much like me, like, they were tired halfway through. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't even finish it.
Yeah.
But then Nikki said, oh, that new guy, yum.
Oh.
And then somebody else said something about that you're cute, too.
Should we talk about how old that picture is that they used?
I like that. I love that picture of you. It's a great picture.
It's 11 years old.
11 years old.
11? Really?
You can really get away with it, though. Guys don't change much.
Yeah, I don't know.
You look the same.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an old picture.
But
I'll take yum. It could be worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yum.
I'll take yum.
Yum says so much, doesn't it? All right. Well, today on the show,
what's the other comment you gave up?
I couldn't find it.
Aww.
Yes, that's what I do in life, Tim. You will find that out about me. This show is the one thing I've stuck with for a long time.
We'll see what happens. You may not make it till 9 o'clock today. You might be like,
Right. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know yet. But we do have Tuesday, so that means people will enjoy a little missed connections with Lance Hildebrand.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's at 7:25 this morning. We also have tickets for Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt. That is this summer at Busch Stadium. Tickets go on sale on Friday. And, of course, your code words all morning long for the 12K a day giveaway. $1,000 12 times a day. We will give you your first code word at 6:10. All right, spring officially here at 11:15. Cloudy and windy, like Lance said the other day, darkness every day until we don't know when.
Yeah, March 31st was the solid day in the forecast.
We're going to ramp it up to about 45 today, but it does say mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 51. Let's cross our fingers. The sun, it means something to us. Right now, it is 36. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Discover Card. We do have a crash report.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. Kevin, Lance, Tim Convey. Jen is out on spring break this week. Does anybody on the show use essential oils?
Mm-mm.
Nope. But
I've been thinking about it because I got a humidifier, which I fought for. I did not want to get a humidifier, and then I got one, and it was a game changer, and it has a little essential oils compartment in it that I guess it includes those oils in the humidifying.
I have a diffuser thing that you put essential oils in.
Yeah.
But I think I used bad oils because it doesn't work anymore. I think you have
so
to use it? Exact. Yes.
Okay.
You used inessential ones.
Yes, I did. Okay, so nobody uses that. But, you know, a lot of people are into them for different ailments.
Right.
Right.
Like if they have like arthritis, you're supposed to rub a little bit of peppermint and something else on your skin. You know, if you look it up, anytime you have something wrong, like fleas for dogs, there's some kind of essential oil that's supposed to help that.
Is it supposed to also help with dry skin?
Yeah, there's a million things that can help.
Sometimes you put it directly on. Sometimes you put it in the air. Sometimes you consume it. Is that true?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I just want to give a warning to guys, and I don't know why it's only guys. If you are hanging out, you got your essential oils blasting through the air.
Mm-hmm.
There may be one side effect that you're not too into.
Hit me.
Large breasts. Not just any. Not just a little boobage, but big ones. That's what it says. It says this.
Really?
I don't think this is the exact words from the news story. Because it says big old breasts. You're especially susceptible if you're younger. So you're okay.
No, I think my mom had some of that when I was growing up.
He does have a little man
boob. I do.
Boob.
I have some man boobage.
Swimmer's
teats. As we've coined the phrase, I swam a lot as a kid.
I'm really glad I was too lazy to go get the essential oils for my humidifier because I thought about it. Like it was on my list. I just never did it.
Well, maybe it's just certain ones, but it says it, 8 of the chemicals in essential oils might disrupt your hormones. Here's my question. Why won't it give women bigger breasts? I mean, why only men?
Great question.
They'd be flying off the shelves. If
right?
They did. Yeah.
They'd be, people be lathering essential oils all over themselves. All right, today is the first day of spring. Debbie Monterey has your news. Your extended forecast is coming up. Your code word in about 10 minutes for the 12K a day giveaway. But first, before all of that, Lance Hildebrand.
Traffic is sponsored by...
I need some cash.
All right, you can win some money here. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is salary. Text salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got some time, so don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. So text salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y, to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Good luck. It's easy money, man.
Yeah.
So Kevin posted a note that the Tooth Fairy received this morning.
Yeah. My little guy Jackson lost his second front tooth.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
How old is he?
6.
So what grade is that?
That's first grade.
Okay. It was third grade for me. No, <I'm just> I didn't lose my front teeth for a really long time. I remember everybody was missing their front teeth, and mine took forever to come out.
Your baby teeth were holding strong.
Oh, it upset me.
Huh.
I used to have dreams about having the big front two teeth. That's a big tooth. Bigger than a lot of the other teeth.
Yeah, he apparently lost his second one yesterday trying to, you know, take his jacket off at school. He bit on the sleeve and then pulled the tooth out. So
was it loose?
Yes, it was loose. Yeah.
All right.
And he lost his other one like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
So 2 or 3 weeks ago, what did the tooth fairy leave him? Because, Tim, you're new to the show. The tooth fairy and there's lots of things that happen at the Berghoff household that don't happen at anybody else's house.
Mm, yeah, I had a feeling. After knowing Kevin for about 5 minutes, I figured that.
Yeah,
Like Jimmy the elf who comes during Christmas time.
And birthday months. He's our elf on the shelf.
No kidding. Birthday months.
Yeah. There was a book.
So anyway, Jimmy appears way too much. And so the tooth fairy, does that work just like normal tooth fairies work?
Sort of. Okay. So like my elves and my mythical creatures at my house.
Elves? You have elves too?
We have brownies. You know, they're the board game leavers. And that was a tradition that started in my family when I was younger. And they just kind of passed on and continue. The brownies come around Christmas time, usually St. Nicholas Day, and they leave a board game. You know, I believe this year was a battleship.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, let's go back to the tooth fairy. Yeah,
so the tooth fairy is also into that. They like doing gifts.
Oh, they don't leave money.
Sometimes they don't have cash available. Sometimes they leave money if it's requested or if, you know, they can, you know, find the spare change. But usually they're into gifts because that's how my tooth fairy works.
Didn't one year your daughter Kennedy ask for a magic wand?
Yes.
So she could. How smart is that?
Could just make
that's
her
awesome.
Her own gifts. That did not happen. But so
bad parents.
So I came down to a note this morning that said, "Dear Tooth Fairy, thank you." I'm trying to read it. You got to decipher it. But it's online at y90.com. It says, "Dear Tooth Fairy, thank you for taking my tooth." You haven't taken it yet, but okay. I would like you to give me $5. Thank you. Love, Jackson. Now,
does the tooth fairy leave $5?
Yeah, that's must be some tooth.
That's, you know, well, the tooth fairy gets assistance sometimes from the tooth fairy's wife when the tooth fairy's wife's in the mood.
So will this happen? It was very specific.
Will this happen? Yes, and then when I left,
you just said bye. You deal with it,
right?
Tooth fairy and wife,
right? But I believe there was some assistance on a wallet somewhere in the house. That
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what is
you're
that
just saying
mean?
Words.
I'm just trying to not you know spoil it for.
So the tooth fairy was going to do it, is what I was asking.
Yes, the tooth fairy was because the tooth fairy's wife got involved in this one.
That's it. I like the pre-negotiation on Jackson's part. I think that's good.
I do too.
Yeah.
Smart children.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to come out with it, Tooth Fairy. This is what I'm looking for. It shows respect, but also like, hey.
And a thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Was giving. It wasn't too demanding.
Right. But I appreciate a note, or my Tooth Fairy appreciates an oath usually like 2 to 3 days in advance so we can be ready. When the tooth is
yeah,
lost.
You got a busy, that's a busy area there in Grafton.
Not a lot of ATMs.
All right. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Credit Karma.
What about us?
Y98, a lot of stuff on the show today. We are going to have Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt tickets for you to win for their show at Busch Stadium this summer. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Lance Hildebrand, or Lince Hildebrand, as I like to call him.
Lince.
With your Craigslist misconnections, that's around 7:25. It's every Tuesday morning we do it. And your code word, the 12K a day giveaway. Your code word for this hour is salary, if you missed it. S-A-L-A-R-Y. All you have to do is text that word, salary, to 72881. You have until the end of the hour to do it.
And I got some food stuff. First of all, first day of spring, Dairy Queen is celebrating with their fourth annual free cone day. You just show up at a Dairy Queen, first day of spring, today, and you get a free ice cream cone.
You know what Lance wants if he would have a free item from Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm. Lance?
It's the thing, the strawberry thing.
Nope.
Cherry. Mm-hmm. Cherry.
Cherry Dilly Bar.
Dilly Bar.
Cherry Dilly Bar. You have to pay for those.
You can't get them everywhere.
Yeah, they are difficult to find on the Missouri side in St. Louis, but if you go over to like Caseyville, they got them there.
That's right.
Interesting.
My people have the cherry dilly.
Yeah, sure. You guys appreciate the finer things
in
life.
We also have gambling machines in gas stations.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, taking a cue from South Dakota.
I like it over there. All Dairy Queen locations participating, except for the ones in malls. So don't show up at a mall and think you're going to get a free ice cream cone. It's not going to happen. How about this? Einstein Bagels, they're introducing a new bacon and egg breakfast sandwich, which is shocking that they've never had a bacon and egg breakfast sandwich at Einstein Bagels before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, I got this idea, and they decided to do it. Anyway, to promote this, they've created a shampoo that smells like eggs and a conditioner that smells like bacon.
Well, that's a terrible idea. Who wants egg
hair?
Egg hair.
I always make a conscious effort when I'm making eggs or any kind of breakfast stuff to shower afterwards. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to make stuff because I don't, specifically don't want to smell like that.
Eggs smell like a fart when cooked. Am I wrong? They're fartish smelling.
Not the way I make them.
If you make a hard-boiled egg, somebody opens a hard-boiled egg in the office, it's fartish.
Anyway.
So fart hair.
If you're interested... in that, I'm not going to say it, but if you are interested in that, Einstein Brothers, EinsteinBros.com/smell-edible.
I can still remember when Nick used to be a big fan of the Einstein Bagels because they were by his house, one of them was, and he went into one time and was asking the guy about the Power Bagel. And he's like, you know, what is this about? And, is it good? And he goes, it's strictly for power. And he was serious.
That is amazing.
That means he had no idea what it was, and he just said what it was.
I like that a lot. Foodbeast.com did a survey about the 10 best fast food French fries.
Oh, here we go. I think you brought this up at the wrong time. We can go on for hours on this.
What do you guys think?
Okay, well, I've got my top two. Can I give two?
By all means. Your name's on the show.
McDonald's is number one.
Yeah, I would agree.
That is correct.
Yes. And in my opinion, number two, Culver's.
Really? Culver's shut out from the top 10.
Oh, that...
Maybe because they're not, you know, nationwide.
Because they are good.
That's a good point.
The crinkle cut fries.
Yeah, they are good.
They're cooked perfectly.
Any other guesses on here?
I think because they're just a little different. Rallies. I've always liked that fry.
That is a great fry.
It's a unique fry.
Also shut out. But I'm with Lance. They're not everywhere. Rallies isn't everywhere.
Okay.
You know, Wendy's.
But that is a great. That is a great fry. Wendy's is number five on here. You know what got shut out that I'm a huge fan of? Burger King. I love a Burger King fry.
You do?
You guys are not with me on that.
No.
Well, I like when they make a mistake and there's an onion ring in there, but, you know, you're like, yeah.
Well, just get the onion rings. Well,
you know, they need to do that. Like, fry, onion rings and fries
mix
together.
And match.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Kevin's
that's
passionate
good idea.
About this. All right, number 10, KFC's potato wedges. Totally agree with that.
I've never had them.
I think they should be even higher. They do a great job. Number 9, this is crazy. It's a good thing Jen is in here. Taco Bell's new seasoned fries.
Mm.
Number 9, Jen hated them.
She didn't like them. She also ordered them late night.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there's something...
They don't have the high-quality cooks that serve during the day.
I don't want to judge, but yes.
Yeah, the number one chef wasn't in because it was late. Number 8, Five Guys Cajun Fries. Number 7, Del Taco's Crinkle Cut Fries. That is the second Mexican restaurant.
Let's not
here.
Talk about Del Taco. Upsets me that they're not available.
Yeah. Number 6, Popeye's fries with Cajun seasoning.
Never had them.
Number
love
5,
Popeyes, but I've never had the fries.
Number 5, as discussed, Wendy's. Number 4, Shake Shack's crinkle cut fries.
Oh yeah, I still haven't been.
We got them. I haven't been here either. I've been to the other ones, but
anybody else, Liz?
No.
Have you been?
Nope.
I'm surprised you haven't been yet.
Actually, I kind of like the place across the street from them.
What is that?
1764 Public House.
All right, well that's a good plug for them. That could help.
Number 3, Arby's curly fries. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
That's like a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like the season. I do not like seasoned fries.
Not a big fan. Uh-uh.
Number 2, these would be my number 1, Chick-fil-A's waffle fries.
Oh, they are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would agree.
And then
I
number 1, McDonald's.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love McDonald's fries?
I think they are
they're the standard.
The best.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you like Burger King fries.
I like Burger King
don't
fries.
Don't judge me.
But Chick-fil-A. All right.
It actually aggravates me if I go through, because I'm going there for the fries. I will also get something else. But the main reason is the fry.
That's why you go to McDonald's.
Like, if I'm going to McDonald's, it's because I really want their fries.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And if they are not fresh, it's a real disappointment in my life.
Isn't the trick you like order them without salt or something and you salt them yourselves? That way they make a fresh batch?
That used to be the trick, but I don't think they salt them anymore.
Really?
On purpose.
Because everybody was trying to get fresh fries.
Yes. They had too many batches.
Wow.
I don't know. I think that America's right on the number one pick. But Culver's, man, they got to show Culver's some love.
Couple that definitely should have showed up on here. In-N-Out didn't show up. Yeah, Steak and Shake, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, Jack in the Box, none of those. And Dairy Queen. I mean, they're trying to get people free ice cream. We're not going to put them on the fry list?
I don't even know how we go on. But we're going to try.
What to think about.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in about 4 minutes on Y98.
Are you ready for it? It's Entertainment Schmig.
According to a new report, it's really not that shocking when I tell you the past. Prince Harry has allegedly decided not to sign a prenup with Meghan Markle. It's not out of the ordinary, though. Prenups aren't as standard in the UK as they are here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
He is worth, though, approximately $14 million from his inheritance from Princess Diana, as well as an estimated $28 million in further assets. She's predicted to be worth about $5
million. Wow.
That's a lot for her, isn't it?
I agree.
Seems kind of low for him.
I agree with that, too.
I mean, centuries and centuries and centuries of royal stuff. And they're only worth like $20
million. Do you think they're counting the property and stuff like that?
I don't know.
I just watched Horrible Bosses. It was on the last night, and she's the FedEx girl at the very beginning.
Oh, really?
Meghan Markle. It's so weird how she's popping up now in like tiny little parts because you didn't know who she was before.
Right. That's a lot of money for her, though. She's like the third lead on Suits, and she's got $5 million. That's crazy.
Prince William nor Prince Charles drew up prenups before their marriages. So it's pretty much in line with what they've done.
Right. Because who's going to be like, sorry, King, you have to award half your assets. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and even though Princess Diana and Charles, it was kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he didn't do it, and then William didn't do it. All right, moving on. Everyone's trying to keep this feud between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift alive. Sunday night, we missed American Idol because we all forgot it was on, but it is on Sunday nights. Well, there was a contestant that was up there, and during the audition, Luke Bryan asked the contestant who they looked up to as an artist. And the contestant said sorry to Katy Perry and said Taylor Swift. She said, I'm sorry, Taylor Swift, like directly to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Well, Katy Perry said, oh, you don't have to be sorry. And then the contestant said, I love Taylor Swift. And she said, I love her as a songwriter as well.
Mm.
People are saying that was shady.
Right, like meaning I'm not crazy about her as a person or a friend.
Or maybe she's not a great performer.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think we're all reading too much into it. We want to keep the feud alive. Who cares?
Some bad blood.
Mm, yes, it is. Cynthia Nixon has confirmed that she is indeed running for the governor of New York. There's been rumors that she was going to, and yesterday she officially tossed her hat into the ring. Of course, she was on Sex and the City for 6 seasons on HBO.
You know what I hear her main platform is?
No.
What she wants to reform?
What?
Miranda rights.
Because she played Miranda Hobbs.
That's right.
Lance, don't you feel sorry for him a little bit?
Miranda rights. Miranda rights, Lance.
Subway.
I'm just letting it hang there.
Totally reform Miranda rights.
She's going to be going up against Andrew Cuomo, but really fix the Subway's platform. That's her whole thing. She said, unlike our current governor, I ride the Subway every day. She's very upset about the Subways.
Really?
Yeah, you can see her. There's like a campaign.
Like her like campaign video is online at y98.com.
Does it make any use of Sex and the City at all?
No, it really doesn't.
It should.
I think that, you know, she's kind of, I don't know, she kind of, I can understand wanting to distance yourself a little bit from that because of the connotation that, you know, says, maybe.
Why?
Well, because
I think you use your whatever your fame is to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked before.
Yeah.
Just recently. Okay, let's.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Y98.com is where you can also see Renee Zellweger. She has been cast as Judy Garland in the upcoming movie Judy.
I wasn't crazy about it either, but the picture, I was kind of like, okay. She just seems, that's just not the first person that comes to mind when I think of who should be playing Judy.
I know she can sing. I know she did Chicago, but I don't know. You can judge for yourself. The Stranger Kids thing, or Stranger Things Kids. Last season, they didn't make much money. After a huge first season, a lot of people were shocked by that. Well, they're cashing in now. Poor Barb.
Oh, I know.
Poor Barb. Okay, so here's how it breaks down. David Harbour and Winona Ryder, they were making $80,000 and $100,000 per episode. They are now being both bumped up to $350,000 an episode. The younger boys, you know, the main four, they're going to go from $30,000 an episode to $250,000 an episode. 750% raise.
Wow. And Will just had to be dead all first season. He didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, you're right. The older teens, there's three of them, you know, the main three older ones. They've been bumped up to about $150,000 an episode.
Wow.
Millie Bobby Brown, they don't have the specifics, but it sounds like she's going to make more than the boys, but less than Winona Ryder and David Harbour.
I could see that.
Okay.
So that's a lot of money. Again, poor Barb.
Poor Barb.
And there's a rumor going around about Aubrey O'Day having an affair with Donald Trump Jr. That's right. Aubrey O'Day. You're like, who? Danity Kane. And you're still like, who? She was on The Celebrity Apprentice. And there's a bunch of like little stories that when the election night happened, she tweeted, my story I didn't tell is worth millions now. And then she wrote a track in 2013 that was about an affair, and it was called DJT.
Ooh.
What does it mean? Again, you're like, who is that? Look her up. That is the Schmig, another Schmig at 840 and all that stuff we talked about online at Y98.com. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Y98.
Feel it still. Can keep my hands on myself.
That really makes it more hip. Slide whistle, tuba. I don't believe, is that a Weird Al thing?
It's a Weird Al remix.
Oh.
I could tell by the fact Kevin was smiling ear to ear that Weird Al was somehow involved.
I'm wondering if that's the next, you know, direction in his career. He's going to start remixing songs instead of doing parodies.
And polka eating them up?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Boy George did that. He became a DJ.
Really?
Yeah, he still does it.
Well, you remember when you and Guy loved horns and songs, and you added horns into a bunch of songs? And don't ask.
I got to hear some of that.
Actually, they did sound a little better.
Yeah.
Really?
It just made them a little livelier.
Like what songs? Like Y98 songs?
Yeah. I think one was Pink, and just was a little, it was just a little more fun.
It just gave it a little more
flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know how like horns always make everything sound
absolutely
great.
Yeah.
And it really did it. I have to admit, it was okay. All right. So you still have just a few minutes to text the code word for the 12K a day giveaway to 72881. The word this hour is salary, S-A-L-A-R-Y. We have another code word for you in about 12 minutes in the 12K a day giveaway. First, Debbie Monterey with news, your extended forecast, and Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by Orkin.
I need some cash.
We all need some cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is BAND. Text BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time. No need to text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit Y98.com. One randomly selected entrant will win $1,000. Again, your code word this hour is BAND, B-A-N-D.
All right, so yesterday we went to another hospital because we're doing this Thank You Nurses campaign. We asked for your nominations about a month or two ago, and thanks to Healthcare Family Credit Union, we've been able to go to some different hospitals and bring them lunch from Sugar Fire Smokehouse. And it's so funny to me when it's like, okay, we're going to mention you guys tomorrow. Can you do it at 8? Can you do it at 6:45? Can you do it at 7:10? We picked this time to do it because it seemed like most of the people that work at Mercy Hospital listen around this time. Jessica wrote in about the nurses she wanted to thank, and they are Kyle and Terry. Kyle and Terry helped save Jessica's life. She was she had her second baby, Amelia. Amelia was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And
adorable.
Noah, her oldest son. And when she was pregnant with Amelia and she went into labor, there were lots of complications. They had to, Amelia, and she ended up having to have a C-section. Jessica mm-hmm. did. And then there were complications. And her heart stopped for like 10 minutes. And Kyle and Terry did not give up on Jessica. They kept working on her and they saved her life.
Wow.
And when Jessica came in, she's like, I know you guys are tired of seeing me. They're like family yeah. now.
Wow. That's what's awesome to see. You know, I mean, the bond that she has now forever with these nurses.
Yeah. And Kyle's wife was there. She works there too. So she got to hear Jessica read the story that she submitted to us. And then they, of course, all enjoyed Sugar Fire Smokehouse. They were very happy about that. So that's what we're doing. We're thanking nurses. There's so many, too many to thank. So hopefully we'll continue doing this. This isn't a one-time shot. But we want to thank Kyle and Terry from Mercy Hospital. They work in the heart and vascular department. So thanks again. It was fun meeting all of you guys. Weather-wise, today is the first day of spring officially at 11:15. Cloudy, windy, no sun is going to peek out. And then tomorrow, it does say sun in the forecast, Lance. We've talked about that high of 51. And then on Thursday, Friday, cloudy, breezy, showers. But it's the first day of spring. Yay. Here's Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.